of course, good to know that I had some familiar faces here already. That would sort of make the transition a little bit easier, perhaps. But the club was just great from the first minute when I was greeted at the airport and taken really well care of. I was a bit worried, though. The first guy I met at Melbourne was Sammy Lee. And when he started talking, I thought, I'm never going to understand a word of what they say over here, because he speaks so quickly and with a Scouse accent. So, but thankfully, I learned to get used to that as well. And we were, you know, helped to get settled in really quickly with flat, car, phone, everything you needed. So, and the guys at the club, the players, were fantastic. So the English players, the local players, they were really friendly, helpful, made you feel welcome. So I have only good memories from the first minute I arrived.
So one of my first memories from watching you, you very much seemed, and it's funny because it kind of ties into Liverpool now, you're very much a right back but on the front foot, very much an attacking-minded defender. Seeing how the game's developed now, you look at Trent Arnold, who plays for Liverpool now. I mean, do you see, do you think it's funny the way the game's progressed now, where pretty much the fullbacks are expected to be more attacking now, whereas back then maybe you expect to be a little bit more conservative and, I don't know, yeah, more conservative, whereas now obviously there's a lot more freedom to attack.
I think it started to develop around that time in the mid to the late 90s. You had, I think, perhaps the national team of France and Brazil. They were sort of leading the way with attacking-minded fullbacks. And both Roy and also Gerard Houllier liked that. So that's probably also a big reason why they signed me, because they probably liked what that brought to the game. But you're right, it's developed even more so since. No team demonstrate that better than Liverpool.